Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, guys. It's Hump Day, and I am Cynthia Taser, your host. Welcome to the show. I want to reach out really quick to one of my favorite nurses. You know, usually people don't like their nurse because they get, you know, reprimanded by their nurse and, like, shot and medicated from their nurse. But this nurse is a very hot nurse. She's from Psycho Babble TV. I'm going to go ahead and call her, let you know a little bit more about her first. We're actually going to bring a guest on to do an interview. I don't know if any of you heard of Sleeve, but he's been at SexCon. I met him a few times. Very awesome kid. I know he has a lot to say when he gets on. But I wanted to kind of just give you a little.
Hello.
You're already there. You already called in. I'm like, why can't I call her?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just doing the Facebooking and stuff.
Okay. Did you call in or did I just call you and connect and just tell me about it?
No, I hadn't called in yet.
Oh. Well, you're connected. It said that it was still dialing. I'm like, come on. And then I was like, your number was over there. And I was like, oh, she's live. So it's just...
Yeah, no, I was just doing some social media. It's kind of breaking up, though. I'm trying to, hopefully my connection gets better.
Oh, goodness. Hopefully it's not mine. Last time it was because I was on my headset. But I'm not on my headset, so hopefully it's not crappy.
Yeah, it's kind of like it was before.
Uh-oh. I wish I could hear myself sometimes, like... You know, because you don't even know. Like, I can hear you perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's. I think it's gradually getting better. It's just kind of like you're like,
If I knew something, my microphone. It's not bad enough.
Well, we'll give it a second. If you want, I can, like, call you and see if that makes any difference.
I think it would be my connection, though.
It might be. I don't know. Blog Talk Radio is fun like that. Me and my girl Sandra, we've been doing shows for like 5-6 years now, and there's always weird things that happen.
Yeah, I know that we had some technical difficulties when we were on with NF News About Filters. I did a show with them, and there was like, it was crazy too.
Yeah, it's always something.
I mean, short of, like, talking through my nose, do I sound that?
You're doing all right. It's just the connection. Hopefully it smooths out a little bit.
All right.
Whoa, what is that?
I thought it was a microphone thing at the bottom of my screen. And I pressed on it thinking it was the microphone. And it's like, I can get to know you better if I learn the way you talk. <I'm> like,
you must have, like, voice recognition turned on or something. You need to shut off your voice recognition.
That's
funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was too much already. So I just wanted to touch base with you because I know that you've ran into the person that we're going to interview here in a little bit a couple of times. I know that I personally had the privilege of starting a mosh pit at SexCon a couple of years ago.
Oh.
I wanted to body surf. I still have not.
Oh, really?
That told me that he wanted someone to start a mosh pit. And I don't know why the fuck she picked me. Because
you're gorgeous and people will listen to you.
That might be why. But I was like drunk, so here I am handing my fucking shoes to this lady going, oh, I got this. And I started it because I'm like, oh, I used to do that shit back in like high school. That's the way we, you know, that's what we did. We did mosh pits. Like, we would go home with broken arms and shit, you know? And so I was like,
oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, Cynthia, what are you doing? And there's like beer all over the floor. There's like business cards sticking in my feet. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It was so awesome. It's like everybody finally, they started moshing. Because at first they were like, what is this drunk
Right?
I'm like, fuck you. Come on, help me. And they're like, what do you mean help you? And I was like, you're just bumping into
Ah, see, I missed it because I was downstairs for SexCon, so I wasn't up by the main stage usually. I was usually doing a different, you know, I was doing the second stage a lot of times. Oh, man, that would have been awesome, though.
I know that there's a picture, and I want to put it on my Page of Time Radio page once I get...
Yeah, fuck Facebook.
I can have them find it for you, and you can post it in there. I know that I have an interview coming up with Peace the Beast, and one of his girls has been helping me out with promo and make. Oh man, that little video clip that was so cool. And, like the beast comes out like the floor. But you know, maybe you can find that for me and talk to him and throw it in there.
Okay. Hey, I have a question though. Are you on a phone or are you direct connected?
I'm direct connected.
Maybe you should try with a, do you have a phone you can, like, call in on another line and, like, you could test it back and forth because you're still, like, really breaking up. I don't want your whole show to sound like that.
I can call in on the listener
okay.
line.
Yeah,
can,
do that.
Call in on the host line and it wants to charge me for a penny a minute or whatever. And I'm like, I don't have an extra.
What?
No, it won't just send it to my phone because my phone is prepaid.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, because sometimes I do call in on the listener line because sometimes direct connect is kind of weird.
Yeah, maybe. But it was so awesome because I actually got to start the mosh pit and watch him crowd surf. And it was...
That's awesome.
He's not waiting. The show is on. I'm coming on. Oh, we have more callers, too. Oh, that was me. Duh.
Well, I got my girl in Los Angeles, like I told her, and she's like, what's the call-in number? Because she's also on Blog Talk Radio. We've been, like I said, we've been on Blog Talk Radio a really long time.
Oh, no, it's me.
Okay.
Do I sound clearer now?
Yes, you sound perfect.
Okay. Awesome.
But you got to shut the other one off because now I got an echo.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
But your voice is, like, flawless now.
It.
Okay, I mean, make sure your speakers are down and all that crap. Don't listen to yourself. You just
right.
got to mute it.
I did mute it. But I got to mute my...
Okay.
Hold on.
But turn all your speakers down and...
Is that better now?
Perfect.
Am I not echoing now?
It's awesome.
Yay!
Yeah, no, you sound great.
I
figured
it out.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, we've been fighting this Blog Talk Radio thing for years. I swear to God, it's always something. But you sound great.
Okay, yay, minus the Texas pollen
oh
still in
God.
My lungs. Oh, my goodness.
That's
so,
all right.
Sleeve is actually on the line. So I'm just going to bring him on, and then I want him to talk about the interaction that you guys got to have at the... Chicago SexCon this last year.
Okay, well, you lead the story. It's all you. This is your show.
<All right>. You're live. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey, what's
Hello?
Up?
Hey.
I think we're
hey,
talking about
right.
you.
I didn't know what number to call in. I thought you guys were going to call me, so I don't know.
We were going to. We were figuring out
technical
shit.
You
well,
couldn't hear
up?
Me. I was a robot, and then I was an echo. And then I was just kind of doing an intro, like, about how we had, you know, both had the pleasure. We have met each other through the owner of SexCon, and we had got the opportunity to meet you at SexCon. And,
yeah.
While
we were
trying
supposed
to
play
figure
that.
Out,
but we didn't get, we didn't get the chance to. We were actually supposed to play that SexCon, but some things came up.
This last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll let Larry talk about that when we do our interview next week, because it's probably better that you didn't. It was not, I don't know, damn.
But it was fun, though. I had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a blast until they kicked us out like 2.5 hours before our rented time allotted was, you know, like.
You guys got stiff arms, our dudes. How'd you guys get kicked out of there?
They just shut it down, dude, at like 2:30. They just shut it down and told everybody to fucking leave, and it was bad. Talk to Larry about it, but or you can just listen into the interview, because I know that he's not going to stop talking about what they did to him.
He had some conflict with the people there.
Yeah, he talked about it on my show a lot.
That's why I love him. Fucking people. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what time I left. Like, I probably was out of there by 1:30, so I missed it.
He's probably going to change the air conditioner up and down.
Yeah, again, this year we definitely will have to. But they kept turning the air conditioner off, so we'd sweat our asses off. And then they turn it on,
what?
And we'd freeze to death. I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but I'm like, oh, my God, I'm fucking hot in here. Because I have a lot of hair. And when my anxiety kicks in, like, I get super hot easily. So I noticed. I'm like, and then I'm free. I'm like, why am I freezing? Like, I was just, like, pouring sweat, like, 2 minutes ago. And then at 2, I was finally like, screw it. Dude. There's, like, everybody's gone. I'm just going to drink. Because everybody left. Because, like, it just got, you know, it just got so hot, and then it got so cold, and then it got so hot, and it was just like, what the heck? You know, it's weird.
So where are you now? Are you in Texas, or?
Oh, no. I'm back home, thank God. I love Texas, but apparently, like, I mean, like, the pollen count everywhere right now is, like, super high. Like, it was a 10 the whole time I was down there, and I ended up getting, like, a sinus. Well, I thought it was just, like, an allergy thing, but the last 3 days, the crap got in my lungs, so I'm in, like, home, like, sleeping for 3 days. You know, I cut my trip early. I was supposed to go to Six Flags on Sunday and then work in Fort Worth on Sunday night. But I couldn't breathe at all on Saturday. And I was like, you know, I'm locked on Facebook. I can't get a hold of anybody who I had told I was going to go. I had no business going to Six Flags and being out in the sun and the pollen more, you know. I think a lot of it had to maybe do with me camping in a tent the first couple of days and it being all rainy. I don't know, but it got me.
Yeah.
Apparently,
she just asked me this weekend where am I staying at in Nudes of Papa, and I said, well, if I make it there, because my car's having problems, if I make it there, I'm bringing a tent. She's like, well, I can go with you, but I don't know if I can hang with a tent right now.
I know.
Because if I go, I'm bringing a tent.
Is Larry like the owner of that thing too, or like is he
no.
the person he does that with? No.
No,
he just goes
on Sunday, which is the last day. And he does, like, recording of the show, and, you know, Larry hangs out, parties up, has a good time with everybody.
He was telling me he was going to get SexCon out in, like, California, like in L.A. and shit, like, a while back. I don't know.
He used to say he was only having it in Chicago. Now he's trying to talk about expansion. He used to say it's only in Chicago, only in Chicago, only in Chicago. Well, I don't know what he's doing with that.
Yeah, well,
but all the bullshit in Chicago, I can't blame him.
I'd be like,
Larry's a goon.
Too.
Larry's a goon.
I love Larry, though.
We all do. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was just telling Nurse Filomeno right before you got on while we were trying to figure out how, like, I ended up having to hang up on my Direct Connect and call in on my phone because you couldn't hear me. I sounded like a robot. But I was telling her about, like, a couple of years ago, do you remember when you did, like, and I know that there's a picture from it, and the picture looks badass, but you did, like, a body surf at SexCon?
Yeah, at the SexCon. I crowd-surfed that shit. It was great.
Yes, you did. I started the fucking mosh pit. Some lady, and she told me she was your mom or something, and you told me your mom was never there. So I don't know who the fuck this lady was. But she came up to me.
Wait, what'd
she
say?
She said,
what the fuck?
I need somebody to start a mosh pit because he wants to crowd surf. And I was, like, drunk and in my 7-inch stilettos, and I'm telling you, like, a mini skirt that I had to keep pulling down so you didn't see my ass. And I was like, dude, I used to mosh pit all the time, you know? Like, I mean, I rode to school with a kid who, like, fucking broke his steering wheel from beating the shit out of it while we're headbanging on the way to high school, you know?
My mom was not at SexCon and never been to one, so... That's kind of weird.
You're
kind of
a middle-aged person.
I'm his mom. God, that's fucked up. I've never heard that one before.
Well, that's what you told
so, yeah,
me
Cynthia was telling about starting the pit, though.
I did. I took my shoes off, and I handed them to this random lady that claims to be your mother.
Oh, my God.
Damn, I'm glad I got my shoes back now.
That's
awesome. I don't know
why. Oh, my God.
Like, 5 feet of business card.
Wait, Cynthia, where'd you go?
Yeah, she sounds like she's cutting out or something.
I can't hear you now, girl. Where'd you go? There you are. I heard you say, oh. I don't know. Talk more.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear
yes.
me now? Okay.
Good.
Apparently sitting down isn't working anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm wearing like a tube dress that's tiny, tiny, tiny. And then now I'm barefoot and blonde, of course. And, like, fucking running, like I was jumping into people, and they're looking at me like I'm a fucking drunk idiot. And I'm like, help me, and they're, like, looking at me even worse, like I'm a drunk idiot. And I'm like, no, come on, it's Paul Ross. And then, like, everybody's getting into it, and I fucking...
Oh, you went away again. Come back. Oh, my gosh.
I've seen a stand with one arm.
You have to, like, stand on one leg and, like, jump in a circle while you do the show.
Like, right?
Larry wanted, like, a thrash band at SexCon to play, and I'm like, well, if we're going to do this, we're going to go all out, and that's what it was. I mean, he's, you know, when he does SexCon, he, like, puts so many different acts up there, like, mostly rappers and DJs and shit, but, so, like, that was my first time ever going there and doing that, and, you know, it was cool. It was something different, but, you know.
It was a lot of fun. I thought
for
sure they were going to drop you. I was like, oh, my God.
And it was cool. I had a great time.
So, where did my piece go? Now that we know that you're awesome and you're a fan of SexCon and you like to body surf, why don't you tell us a little? I know that you're getting ready to maybe you already released the album. I know that you're getting ready to, and then we scheduled this, but I think you already did, right?
Yeah, we just like basically right now, we're working on this third album. We didn't release anything, and it's been like 2 years since the last one, and so I'm excited to get this out, you know. And we've been working really hard on it, and it's coming down to its final stage of getting it out. And I've been talking to some management companies and, you know, just trying to get it out to some labels because that's, you know, we want to get signed and start going on tour, you know. And we did, like a year ago or a year and a half ago, we did our first national tour, and I just want to get back out on the road, you know. And
yeah, I thought you're booking some dates already, right?
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, it's like our hometown, like Rockford, it's got a good scene, like a good rock and roll metal, you know, but a lot, like they're pretty booked up. Like all the places you can play are already scheduled and shit. So right now I got a couple out in Wisconsin, but I'm trying to get more, and I'm trying to get one out in Reggie's in Chicago, and whatever I can get on. Yeah,
I've been to do a lot of shows at Reggie's.
Yeah,
hey,
we played there like a handful of times. But it's good.
What, Cynthia?
Message my friend on Facebook, Justin Moore. I don't know if Nurse Mia told you or not. But he does, it's MURR. He does a lot of stuff. Like, he books the Rock and Skull. Like, he books a lot of events, like the 80s thrasher bands and stuff. Like, you know, like the band that
hair
your father
metal,
plays
shit.
In. He's probably, yes, metal, like heavy metal and just eccentric stuff, you know? Like, I think, I don't even want to say the name without knowing, but yeah, I mean, I know that I went and saw like a group. I don't want to say it's like a femme fatale or something, but they're like 80s headbanging like women. Like it was a female, all female band. Like I saw down in Pekin not too long ago. He books a lot of stuff around this area. Pekin,
yeah.
And some town that I went out, like I emceed for Brandon Gibbs. Apparently he used to be one of the people in the, or his band is from sort of like the retired Poison band, basically. But I emceed for him
okay.
in some town, Trivoli or something. I don't know. I got lost trying to go there. Like, my GPS took me to the wrong place. I showed up an hour late because my GPS took me to the wrong place. Then he told me to go up and open for the guy 20 minutes before I was supposed to do it. And then ended up giving me a bonus because it just, we fucking partied so much. We fucking made we cut the crowd up. So he's like, here's a bonus.
Yeah. Back when Rockstars magazine was still a thing, they threw me on stage to help host a show at Reggie's. And I was like, oh shit, I'm not used to this. And so I'm all like trying to pump up the crowd. And I felt like a dumbass because I never do. I usually go dance and shit and, you know, promote other things. And I was like, oh my God, like, what do I, So yeah, I've been on the stage at Reggie's trying to host some shit before. It was a little nerve wracking to say the least.
Yeah.
Big crowd.
Yeah, I was set up as promo, but I definitely look like a hooker in a country bar. I was like, hey, that's us.
Right?
The owner was like, you need to go home with me. You shouldn't drive. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to drive. I'm going to drive. I was like, if I put more clothes
well,
on,
yeah. I'm the only, me and my two or three girls are always dressed like fucking hookers, and all the other chicks that come with the dudes are all, like, in jeans and, you know, like, all rockered out, and I'm, like, in a short mini skirt trying to look hot, and I'm like, all these bitches hate me right now.
They say I look like a hooker on stage with the eyeliner
yeah.
thing.
Oh. Right. It's all good. It's all good. That's funny.
What do you say would make you look like a hooker on stage?
His makeup.
Yeah. The eyeliner shit I put on.
I like it. It looks hot.
Right?
I can't lie.
It looks
good to me. Yeah.
Not all men can pull.
I remember my first memory of Isaac, I hadn't even met him yet, was at that sex con that first year he went, and he was on Psychobabble. And I remember looking at him like, hey, he's kind of hot. Like, who is this guy? You know? The first one where I realized I had, like, there's pictures. There's pictures where he's, like, standing there with the band guys, and I'm straight standing behind him. And, like, my banner's behind him. Like, I was right there. But, yeah, it was the first one. You were with some really, like, glittery-looking chick, and it was, like, your first year going. And you're like, this is the best shit ever. Why haven't I done this before? It was great.
Well, that was a great segue. Because
your guys,
hey, Isaac, I'm
your guys is, what's up?
No, go ahead.
What?
You were going to say.
Oh, I was because your booth was behind ours, like at the thing, I remember, wasn't it?
I don't even think, no, I was like downstairs, but you had the interview right by there. So there was like, and a couple people interviewed you like right by us. So like, we're all up in your background of your video, in one of the, like a video I've seen, like, we're right there and you're doing your video. And then there's another, I found pictures someplace where you, like, I'm all in your background. And I was like, whoa, because I hadn't met you that year. I just saw you on Psychobabble with some chick all in silvery shit, you know, and you guys were sitting down talking to Justine, and you were just talking about how it was your first time there and how great you thought it was and stuff to be at SexCon. Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. I think it was your first year there. I had already been there a few years, but that was my first time I remember you from.
Yeah.
So speaking of SexCon and Psychobabble, what happened to you this year? What happened to you this year, Isaac? Did you feel like you overheated and pass out? Like I saw like an interview and you were like incapacitated.
Oh, I died.
What interview? Oh, yes, he did. He totally died. I had to revive him. I had to save his life, man. Some mouth-to-mouth or something. I don't know.
That was fun.
They made it, Cynthia.
That
clip only made it to the internet. They deemed it too dirty for TV. We never made it to actual TV with that episode, with that clip. They cut it, but it's all over the internet. They said it was just too much. Like, we were too crazy for TV. We had fun, though. It was awesome. It was all Isaac's idea. He's all, like, talking to me off to the side, and he's like, this is what I want to do, and this is blah, blah, blah. And he had all these ideas. He's a really good storyteller when it comes to, like, TV shit.
We need to get on the show. Like, tell Mike to put us out on the on his thing. We'll make something.
Yeah, but you're going to make it so dirty we can't air it again. he's like, Isaac would be like a porn writer guy and stuff. Like, he's got some storylines.
Hook it up.
Oh my God.
Hey, I got connections. I gotta keep
That's true. We know all the right people. We know all the right people.
I was asked to do porn when I turned 18, and I turned it down. I don't know.
It's a good idea. Don't
take
it easy.
$800 for the first clip, and I don't know. I was like,
that's kind of cheap for a first time, like a you're a virgin kind of clip, you know, like.
Well, they sat me down too, and they got the chick like that was there, and she was pretty, and the guy who was I just turned 18, and the guy who wanted to film us, he was like in his I don't know late 40s or something, and I was just kind of like I don't know, man, if I want to do something like that. I was
for $800. No, you should for the first time you should be getting like $3,500. Like, fuck $800. That's not enough. For real.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody gets $3,500 anymore, hun.
Well, they used to. They used to. Probably not anymore. Probably not anymore.
Famous porn star.
Right, but no, back when I was 18, people were offering $3,500, but that's back before the economies got screwed, and it's different now. So, yeah, $3,500 probably is like, yeah, good luck.
Changed the industry forever.
Well, you know.
Tommy,
yeah. Pamela Anderson sex tape, you know, I could do something like that
right
later on.
Well, yeah, 9/11 was the literal changing point of everything for adults. I used to make, before 9/11, I made so much money in a club and like every night, and everybody did, and that just fucked all of us.
Caused everybody to turn into fucking a brothel, because we had that point where no one knew what America was going to do, so none of us had any money, and the girls started not being able to survive off of what they were used to making, and so they started doing other things. Like, literally, that's what made America what it is right now. It's fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
I watched it. I got it.
9/11, what are you talking about? Like,
you're a baby. Isaac, you're so young, you probably don't even remember.
It's the internet that I believe that's why, you know, strip clubs and everything else.
It's part of it.
Well,
but I mean, I think, I don't know if me and you.
It is part of it, but the girls took the fantasy out of it. And, you know, men, they will chase the fuck out of something that they want, but the minute they get it, they don't want it anymore. And
right.
So,
yeah.
The girl doing extra because the people who had money didn't know what was going on with our country. They thought maybe that we were going to be in a huge war on our turf, so they weren't spending their money. So the girls started doing extras to get the money in the club.
All right, Cynthia or Isaac, which one of you is getting arrested right now? What the fuck?
Oh, you hear that?
I did, too. It was loud.
Not today. Not today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
not this interview, anyway.
Hopefully, knock on wood. Jeez, it could be any of us. Son of a bitch.
So when's nudes a popping though? Like, what? That's coming up, ain't it? Like,
no, this weekend.
This weekend, dude. Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, damn!
I know you needed to be here. I would have made you go naked and compete. I wanted you to go. Like, you should have been here. You can still, like, hop the bus, like, right this minute.
I gotta go, my plans got a little fucked. I gotta go to Arkansas now. And then from there back home. So it's gonna be a little longer.
So
I'm gonna miss it. That
sucks. Yeah, yeah. Well, you already said you didn't think you would make it.
Yeah. Watch
it. Oh,
though.
Here it is. So you're going to be at Hijinx Bar in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, August 5th. Triple P's, August 12th, in Appleton as well. The Revival location to be announced September 7th.
That's like an outdoor fest thing they're doing.
Okay. Do you know town area?
It's somewhere southern Illinois. I don't know. I don't know why they didn't post the address on there yet. It's weird.
Okay.
Hmm.
And then the Back Bar in Janesville, Wisconsin, September 23rd. And I have a couple of people, too, that have reached out to me that are actual labels. When I was on with my marketing, my graphics designer, he does some graphic work for a record label, so I can give you that person's information, too, when we get off of here. But I also, since we're, like, talking about stuff that's near and dear to you and I'm big on, like, networking and stuff, I think I want to throw in that you have it on your page, and I know it's probably personal to you because I've actually seen a flyer with you, both of you on there, but the Emily Ann girl that's missing.
That's a touchy subject. I mean, it's really crazy. She's a really great friend.
Yeah, a lot of people know her.
She, followed the band since we've started. So, and I went to high school with her, so she's always been a really good part of my life. And it's, you know, it's a horrible thing, and it's shocking. And I don't know, you know, it's horrible. You just, you wake up and you hear about this shit, and you're like, you know, it can happen to anybody, and that's a scary thing. So,
I just want to put on there that she drives us. I just wanted to throw it out here, so maybe that, you know, with the extra networking that we have, somebody might come across it, being that it is personal to you. It says that she has, she's about 5'5", 5'6", weighs approximately 130 pounds. She has black hair, green eyes. Her nose is pierced. She has tattoos on her chest, a phoenix on her left arm, books on her right arm. She has health issues, and everyone's very worried about her. She does drive a silver 2002 Green Vamp, two doors. And she may have been at Lost of Fortune in Roscoe on Elevator Road. Do you have any information?
Yeah.
Please contact Sleaze or the police.
779-772-3934.
Yeah. So, sorry to bring that up, I think that's important to use whatever networking that we have. So,
a lot of people know her out here, and a lot of people are looking for her, and, you know, we all hope the best, you know.
Sorry, I'm, like, crossing the street right now.
Jaywalker.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Whoa, we have people trying to call into the show.
All right.
Touch a little bit more about you, though, please. Like, Isaac? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Oh, my God.
Kind of change the mood, man.
Soon I'll be at SexCon again. Somebody will be like, "Oh, hey, I'm his dad," you know.
Like, I ain't falling for that shit.
I'm his daddy.
Oh my gosh.
Fucked up.
Oh my god.
Who's calling in? You got some call-ins or something?
I do have some call-ins. There's three people hanging out on the line. I'm not
Holy shit. There. Everybody keep hanging in there. Listening. Wow.
let's see. Where the hell is 219 from?
I don't know.
He's been on the longest, or he's been on the least. 817-722 number, you're live. Who are we talking to?
Hello? Speak up, motherfucker.
Hello?
It's my daddy.
It's your mommy. It sounds like. You're live on the air. Who do we have on the phone?
Hi, this is Esther.
Who is it?
Esther.
Oh, hey. What's
Hello,
up?
Esther.
Hey, what's up?
She's my friend from Texas.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
I was just down there. I have half of your state in my lungs still.
I'm near Dallas.
I was supposed to go to Fort Worth and work. I was going to go to Arlington and go to the Six Flags there because Fiesta Texas was fucking awesome. Like, it's way better than Chicago or St. Louis Six Flags. And they said Arlington was better than Fiesta, Texas, so I was, like, diehard on going there. But I got really sick from all the pollen down there. Apparently, that's, like, allergy capital of the world.
Oh, shit. I live real close to Six Flags.
You've never been to Six Flags?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I grew up here.
Would you say you live close to
I'm
there?
I live really close to Six Flags.
Oh, heck yeah.
Like, I can walk to it.
I'm sad that I couldn't go. I'm sad that I didn't go, but...
You're taking photos soon, aren't you? So you were saying you just did a shoot not too long ago. It looked really cool.
I did one recently in Dallas.
Yeah, it looks good. They're like, she's like punk rock. She got her head shaved. And she's like a Betty Page, like bad Betty.
How cool.
Yeah.
Post some pictures. All right.
Next
you have to show us, Isaac.
I didn't even share yet.
Promote yourself on the page. Feel free to if you want to. Do you model then?
Yeah, well, actually, I've been building a portfolio right now. And I'll be doing some more soon.
Yeah. It's cool.
Heck yeah. I'm
walking
in
the gas station right now, getting a beer.
Me. If you want to, I do have, if you want to get into modeling, I do have some connections as far as magazines and stuff like that go. I actually have been in Tattoo Taboo a couple times, Excitement Magazine. I don't know what kind of route you're trying to go for your modeling career. But
oh, that's cool. Well, I was doing like an 80s punk rock style. I was like in downtown Dallas outside of, it was a graffiti warehouse. It was
that sounds
pretty
really
wild. And like I never even seen it before. I was just like, the photographer took me there and I was just like, oh shit. It was like something out of a movie. It was really cool.
What happened with you dancing for that band you were talking about a while back? What was the band?
Oh, yeah. That's in September.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah. They're called Sedonic Witchery.
Okay. Hmm. What do they play? It's like, they sound
they're
like some
death metal.
Or...
Yeah.
That's cool.
They live here in Dallas.
I can't wait to come back. I think I've been going down there like once every 6 months or something. I was there in November, December, and then just here in June, the last week of November, first week of December, and then just now in like the last week of June, first week of July.
I wanted to go with you so bad, Cynthia. I was out there in January with what's it called? Oh my God. I just went blank. Fucking A, but I went to see some band friends out in Houston.
I'm definitely sure that I'm not staying in a tent, and I'm definitely eating a lot of local honey from there. That way I can build.
I was on a tour bus in Houston with As Above, So Below a few years ago.
Okay, I remembered. Hang on, I gotta shout them out. The Guillotines. I was there with the Guillotines in Houston, in Texas, in like February, I think. Yeah, they're pretty awesome. They're totally punk rock. They were really fun. The main dude, Bill, he's from the Pagans back in the day. So
they were
pretty awesome. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in and giving a shout out. Esther, we have like four other people on the line, so I'm gonna
on. Holy shit.
Mute you real quick. And then see who these other people are. And then if we
thank
have enough time,
Esther.
We'll bring you back. We got like 18 minutes.
Sure,
left.
Man. And you know it was my birthday recently.
Oh,
happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Fuck yeah. No, thank you. I'll be celebrating all month.
All right, we're going to see who this next caller is. Where is the 920 number from? Let's go to 815.
Might be California. Not sure.
Right? Hey, you're live on the air. Who do we have?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Who's this?
Uh-oh. Is this Goon?
No, it's not Goon.
Who? Goon who?
I know who Goon is, like Larry, but it's not Goon. No, it's not Larry.
Like Larry.
It's somebody else. Come on.
Got excited. Sorry.
I know. I've heard that voice before. I'm just...
Since, yeah. It's me, Bill.
Oh,
I
knew
it
was
a
voice I recognized. That's why I was like, is that Larry?
It's not Larry. Yeah, we're all like, that's not Larry.
Right? Well, I told Larry to call in. That's why I was like, wait a minute.
What's up, man?
I'm trying to breathe. I'm sustaining life right now. It's working.
I'm just calling to say hi and hello to everyone and everything else and hope everybody's having fun.
Hello.
Hello.
Fun too,
Bill.
To the show.
Why I'm sweating away in the desert of Arizona.
Oh, my God. People are like, posting pictures of their, like, flower pots and shit melting out there.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hot.
I can actually honestly say, you know, like a plastic mailbox, like the plastic post mailbox, bent over because of the heat.
Holy
oh
shit.
God.
And also, like, you know, your two-wheel recycling bin you bring to the curb, seen one of those melt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Fuck that.
Yeah, they have them working from, like, 2 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon because it's so fucking hot out there.
They told us we would beat the heat by working from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know, the hottest part of the day is at 3 p.m. here. So what part of the heat am I beating?
The 2 a.m. part?
Yeah, the 2 a.m. part.
How about this heat?
I can tell you, it was 104 when I went to work at 2 a.m.
Oh, my. What?
Yes, right now
that's
it's
crazy.
About 113.
And that's not even with heat index, is it? That's just like the raw temperature. That's not what it feels like.
Well, no, there's not really a heat index when there's no humidity.
You need a pool.
Right.
Need a pool.
Find an ocean.
I'm moving into a new place this weekend, and it has a pool.
All right.
Oh, congrats. You're going
to
miss
Well, I just want to say good luck to everybody in the near future and what all your endeavors are, and I hope you guys all have fun. Make memories, make lifetime friends, and have a kick-ass time.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Love you. Just so you guys know, that's like my number one. That's my number one. There's a bunch of number ones, but he's the number one of my number one.
Awesome. Great to meet you.
Nice to talk to you
guys,
too.
Anybody else on the line?
Yep, we got three more. Or two more.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I'm just going to mute you, so if you want to stay on, you can, though. Oh, he already left. All right, he's fucking awesome. He's my solid. He actually got my evening gown for the awards ceremony for Vegas.
Oh, badass.
You are live on Taser Time Radio. Who do we have?
Hello? Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
is this Tarzan Mike?
Man. What up,
man?
Right. I got Mitch and John here with me, too, brother.
Oh, kick ass. Those are my boys from Wisconsin right there. All Kings Fall. Thrash metal.
Hey.
Kick ass guys right there.
We got an electronic connection. I was wondering, I was like...
What the official release date of your CD was?
What's that?
I'm actually...
We wanted to ask you the official release date of your album.
Man, whenever Michael gets that shit done and sent out, I'm thinking maybe a month and a half, 2 months, I'm hoping.
You guys going digital with this one?
What's that?
You guys going digital with this one?
No, man. I mean, like, what do you mean digital? Like, putting it out or making some hard copies?
Yeah,
we'll
use Google Play and all that jazz.
I don't know what the fuck we're doing with it yet, you know? But it sounds great. I can't wait to get it out.
Dude, we're looking forward to playing with you, man.
I know, man. I miss you guys. I mean, shit. Trying to get y'all a gig out here in Rockford, but it's hard right now. They're everybody's booked up. I'm trying, man. You know, I appreciate all the help you guys are doing for us. You know, getting us out here again.
Got to look out for each other, man.
What about that festival or something you guys were talking about a while back to me? You were saying something about you guys were going to do like a 3-day, like try to put together like a 3-day festival in the summer.
We got to find a place to have it at, man. We can't find a place big enough.
That's in the works.
Yeah,
Who's getting arrested this time, damn it?
Favorite?
Yeah, you're not my
Isaac fucking in trouble. Quit jaywalking.
That's me.
Better make it back soon, man.
I actually have spent a lot of time in Wisconsin in the last 3 years. I'm from Illinois, but I'm current Miss Exotic Wisconsin. And my favorite place up there to eat is called the Iron Buffalo Saloon. Are you guys familiar with that?
That place is awesome.
Where's that at?
Mechanicsville. It's off of Highway K, right outside of Manitowoc area. Like between Green Bay and Manitowoc, like out in the middle.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Larry Goon, he would love these guys. I need him to check out their music because I'm telling you, he would love them if he heard these guys.
You're too.
Well, we all need to hear them. We all have radio stations. Hook us up.
Check them out. It's all Kings Fall from Wisconsin. Those guys are.
All right. All right.
Fuck yeah.
Do you guys know about the nudist place? Cynthia took me to a nudist place in Wisconsin. I didn't even know they had nudist shit in Wisconsin. We went and got naked outside. It was awesome.
I believe it.
Probably in Stevens Point.
It was
still
cold as shit, too.
We should have like some nudist colony.
Right?
We are. We're going to go hang out with Ron Jeremy and Flavor Flav this weekend. I don't know about the flavor part, but...
Flavor Flav is going
to
be out there.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know that guy was still alive.
No, he's gone. Which one? Dude, Ron Jeremy's still touring, like, big time. It's crazy. He's crazy. He hates me.
Ron Jeremy can suck his own dick. The hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
I met a couple of people that could.
He has enough naive chicks.
I'm not impressed. Oh, but did you guys see the psychobabble where he was talking about, I would think it was fucking like Gene Cooper, and he was in an interview with him and talked about how they can fucking, or something, and how one of them gets all the hot chicks, but Ron Jeremy's chicks all look like him. When he's not doing movies.
Dude, listen. Like, he's like, we can hook up with the hottest chick, and he doesn't want them. Like,
that's a fucking nightmare.
I was dancing with Ron Jeremy at Nudes of Poppin' last year, and he's dancing with me, yelling at his manager to get him a girl. And his manager's like, dude, you have the hottest chick here. Why the fuck do you need another girl? And I'm like, dude, he doesn't like me, because I'm doing what? Find him a girl. I'm appeasing him so he can be her job.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, who's all with you right now?
Right now it's me, Mitch, John, and Emily.
Okay, cool. Tell them all so what's up, and I'm glad you guys called in. Can't wait to see you all when I get back into town.
Yep.
First thing, man, get a hold of me as soon as you get back and shit.
I want Emily to take some promo pics of the band because we haven't done any in fucking like 4 years, and her shit's amazing. I've been like following her pictures of. That she's taken at the live shows and of you guys, and they're fucking awesome, man.
Oh yeah.
So
well,
if she's down to do something like that, man, I would love it because she is awesome. Like probably the best photographer I've seen in a minute that's up there, or like around that fucking area, you know.
Right on for sure.
Hey man, I'm down.
Hell yeah, kick ass. Yeah,
all right, well,
I really want to get some promos.
Tell all the boys we say hi, man. Good luck to everything.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. You guys all take care and be safe.
For sure.
Thank you, brother.
Yep. See you, man.
And bye, ladies.
Bye.
Make sure you add Taser Time Radio and
those are my buddies.
Stuff on there if you want.
Definitely check them out, though. They're a great band. You know,
okay,
can't find like good thrash like that anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you tag them in some stuff on your page. I was gonna look them up, but I'm blocked. I can't like anything.
Yeah,
right,
Facebook hack blocking her.
My other friend is fucking blocked right now too. I'm like, damn, I'm really gonna have a blocked party at New York.
I was blocked party.
We got
Facebook
one more call.
Blocked party.
Yes, we do. We got 8 minutes, so I'm gonna go ahead and take
Let's
that.
Do it.
You are live. Who are we talking to?
Well, I'm glad you spent your last 8 minutes on me.
Who is this?
Josh from Wisconsin. Your superhero.
Josh, like. Wait, my Josh or who's Josh? Cynthia and my Josh?
My superhero. You're from the fucking.
Yeah, our superhero. Hey, Josh, what's up?
I was just talking about fucking Iron Buffalo, so I thought you all would click over quick, you know? I mean.
Isaac, Josh saved us from being dead.
Yeah, like these people, actually, that's probably half of the reason I'm not allowed back at Scores anymore. I don't know what the problem is. They don't belong to me.
What's that, like a club?
Yeah, that's where I've been going with Cynthia. When me and Cynthia go to the club.
We heard like a big scuffle, and then we waited like a half an hour. We got all our shit done and everything, and then let the manager walk out money and stuff, and we told them we were going to go outside, and they're like, okay. And I'm like, okay, well, I figured like maybe one of them would walk us out because we were leaving, but nobody did. And then we walk around the corner, and there's like six fucking people, and the one dude was looking like a damn zombie coming at us, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't care. And we kept on
going. Like a zombie.
Straight to our car.
Yeah, so I'm like, bath salt, motherfuckers.
Here comes Josh around the corner with a fucking tailpipe in his hand talking about, you better get away from my girl.
Yeah, oh my God, he rescued us. He works across the street from the club.
Well, those six people were coming after us. Two of them went in the back door of the club, and we're going after the manager and the fucking owner and shit. It was fucking crazy.
Wow. Good man.
With a trailer hitch.
Wow.
Yeah, like it was
in the club with a trailer
situation.
Hitch.
Yeah, like
I lost my phone there.
We all lost our phone there.
You know, good looking out for them girls, man.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
I don't know. Well, that was for the 420 party. So it was because I think that was the 420 weekend because that was like right before SexCon. So I don't even think I met you yet, Isaac. But holy crap. Ugh. It was like 420 week. No, because it was 420, I think, when that happened.
Because I had a big bag of Reaper.
What did you say?
Because SexCon was 426. So that was like I was burnt the fuck out that week. Jeez.
It was
No, it had to have been the event after that.
No, SexCon was right after 420.
Yeah.
SexCon was like a few days after 420.
Yeah, it was right before you guys left to go to SexCon or whatever, because
SexCon was like that Wednesday.
Yeah, because I was taking out bottles and I threw them out on my way out, and all of a sudden like, I was flying up in my little fucking rice burner car with a big ass exhaust pipe.
Ready to crack some fucking skulls.
Man,
crazy. Pretty much.
Like, I have a bungee cord, like, holding my driver's side door, so I had to crawl up the passenger side. But, yeah,
we're still alive. We made it.
He said he came up with, like, a lead pipe or some shit. Like, he was ready to fuck shit up.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they're like, we're the Manitowoc Sheriff's Department. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's what they kept saying to me. I'm like, bitch, if you're like, he goes, I'm a man. He's on. I'm with the Sheriff's Department, and I'm on duty. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that I ain't fucking dying. Your drunk ass fucking left your phone in a strip club. Can't get called to rescue me.
I want that guy to be security for my band.
He would be good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
He would.
Josh fucked some shit up. Josh is always fucking some shit up.
Dude, yeah. That's not even a lie. Like, I beat up my best friend one time, but we're not friends somewhere, I don't think. But
Well, you fucked him up. Over a girl.
Don't do stupid shit.
I got to hear about it.
Andy's a gentleman. Like,
he is. He just gets fucking crazy.
Not me. I don't even sign a waiver no more. I just fucking go.
Oh my God, you guys.
Well, thanks for calling in. I missed your face. I've been wanting to message you on Facebook, but I'm fucking busy.
I fucking miss your face.
Add me on Instagram or Twitter. Because if you're on Twitter, you can see my water.
You don't work at. Did they fire you for kicking that guy's ass? What happened?
Oh man, no. What happened was I was supposed to open up the bar one in the morning. Well, I was drunk and I passed out on the pool table.
Oh shit, we have another caller and we only have 2 minutes.
Ah, another caller, shit.
All right,
take care, Josh.
Love you.
I'm losing
Blaine.
Track.
Hey, bye.
Yeah, you're live on the air. Who are we talking to?
Hi, you're talking to Sandra London of Living Grind.
Sandra! That's my girl of Los Angeles. She's my Blog Talk Radio girl, my Naked Girls Radio Playtime with Sandra. Love her, girl. I love her. Oh, my God. I'm glad you made it. Oh, my God. You guys all got to know her.
Oh.
Well, Isaac already drunk talked to her once. On the SexCon recap show, you were telling her to shut up because she was talking, and you were drunk as fuck. She knows Larry. Yes, you were. I have it on archive.
I'm sorry.
You've already talked to her.
Oh, man.
It's
okay.
No,
I feel stupid.
It's all right. You were drunk. We all knew you were drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
You should have. I can't even believe you made it to the show that night. She's been on with Larry a ton of times. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to meet Larry in person, too. Like, I've been talking to him for years, and I've never met him in person. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
Meet Larry.
But she's my girl who I visit with in LA. Oh.
Yeah. I need to hang out with y'all. Cynthia, Jen.
I know. Dude, you still have time to hop the plane for Nudes of Poppin'.
I'm very seriously considering it. Like, seriously.
Like Nike.
Come on, do it. I'll come pick you up right now. Get on the plane, girl.
Yeah, I'm in LA.
We're building a teleportal.
Okay, well, I still have my flight credit, so, you know, I might be able to use that from LA.
I know.
You don't even have to pack clothes.
Yeah, no, I'm
no.
Gonna be naked.
Don't worry about a carry-on
bag.
Just come.
No.
Well,
I'll tell
we Jesse, did, like, a naked.
I got somewhere to go. I don't have time to get dressed. You guys just check me out right here.
Right? But she's amazing. I have to tell you guys all about her sometime. But we did a Naked Girls Radio tour. I know. We did a Naked Girls Radio tour though, and we bought all these plane tickets, and me and her both have a couple spare plane tickets because we bought too many plane tickets because we were trying to hit up too many cities in a row. Oh, they'll still listen to it.
What were y'all doing?
Me and. It goes over. They'll still be able to hear it later. We can still talk for, like, what? How long? She's like, did an hour show, Sandra. What does that give us, an extra 20, 30 minutes?
Another hour.
Oh, goodness. Well,
maybe not another hour. At least another 15, 20 minutes, something like that. We can keep talking. It'll still record.
It was 2 hours and 20 minutes, the last one we did, and, like, it was only supposed to be 2 hours, so...
And actually, Josh called into her show last time. Josh was just on the air. I don't know if you heard him, Sandra, but Josh just called into her show last show we did, and we had this whole drama talking. But we were on. We did a Naked Girls Radio tour, and so we bought all these plane tickets when we're trying to hit up all these cities, and we didn't make it to all of them. But I spent like a week in LA with her, and we did, you know, San Diego and like all up and down California, and Burbank, and like.
Venice.
What were you guys doing, like?
Radio shit and being awesome.
Yeah.
Hot tubbing. We did naked hot tubbing. We slept together naked. We, like, hang out naked all the time. She's a porn star. We all get naked.
I'm a nudist.
Yeah, a lot of it. We did radio shows. That was like right before I went to Houston, because I was with her for a week, and then I went to Houston for a week, and it was all radio shit. And I went to a band show, and we were gonna do porn star karaoke. We didn't make it, but
we did the radio show from the hot tub that time.
Yes, we did.
Are we gonna do something like that again?
Well, yeah, always, yeah.
We need more people to come along next time, so you guys come out. You can hang.
We wanted to get an RV and do the whole thing on the road, but we just flew everywhere instead.
That's what you guys should do.
It was great, though.
I agree. We should get in a big old, like, school bus or something.
Dude, I wanted
to do that.
Like, that was my dream. I wanted to do, like, jackass, bad grandpa type fucking just start up and just rent an RV and go to the other end and, like, get the...
That's what we were talking about.
We were looking at RVs. We checked out some RVs.
No, Sandra's helping me try to get one for free. She says she can get me one for free. She has too much sugar daddy.
Probably.
So...
Yeah.
We're going to get me one for free somehow. She promised.
Yeah, she's coming. Yeah, let's all go. Let's all go on a big trip as soon as we get that.
She made me look at them in Los Angeles so I could fly out there and just, like, pick one up and drive it home.
Yeah.
You get on the sugar daddy. Yeah, sugar daddy.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's
sugar mama.
This girl's well taken care of. I can't even lie.
It's
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't even know. It's not even fair how much what she's got taken care of. Like, it's not right.
It probably isn't fair. I know. It probably isn't fair. In some way, I'll pay it forward.
You're like, Sandra, take me with you. I'm moving in.
Let's go.
She took such good care of me, though. When I was out in L.A., we were hooked up. It was awesome. We had such a good time. We did so much fun stuff. But she's who I was saying earlier, Cynthia, who I've been on Blog Talk Radio with for 5 years, and we always have fucking things mess up with the radio show, and we're always like, oh, my God, why do we sound like this? And, like, we've been doing it, like, over 5 years. She's playtime with Sandra.
I was playing with, Giovanni Rosario, and I couldn't, like, play the music because I had my headset on, and then, like,
I did that one. Or twice.
Wait, Sandra, who's that one guy? Who's that one guy you kept telling me his name? And then I said I found him through Cynthia, and I friended him. The guy that goes to News to Pop In and all the, what the fuck's his name? Huh?
Megs.
Chris Megs?
Chris Megs, yeah. Chris Megs, he's so awesome. I love him so
much. Oh, my God.
He's great.
He was on the end of one of the News to Pop In videos, and he was like, he had like an imaginary clown car. And he was, like, driving on his butt, popping around on the fucking ground. Like, and that was the end of the Poppin'
video. And
Larry
played
this, like, the monkeys. And they were like,
he's
just, like, fucking running around the ground on the ground. It was fucking hilarious, dude.
Oh, my God. He's wild. I love him. He's so wild. He likes, like, wild animals, too. Like, gators and snakes and all kinds of stuff. He's super cool. He came out to California.
Oh, yeah, he's from Florida.
Yeah, he's from Florida, and, like, I don't know, he's awesome. I've known him for, like, now 6 years, but, yeah, he's super cool. He's funny. he's a good photographer. So,
yeah, I was, like,
anybody need photos?
And he was like, well, you know how to cure that.
I do. Can you hook him up for free?
photos, he's really good. He's really good. So, any ladies out there tuning in, and Justin, Cynthia, like, he's really good at photo. He's a cameraman.
Good to know.
Awesome.
Hop the plane. I'm talking about me and Cynthia might, like, we were discussing possibly going to Nudes of Poppin' together because, like, we don't even know what's going on right now, and we're trying to make it there and, like, get on a plane and come out with us.
Okay, but
I told her I'd get a tent, but she's sick, so because she just did a thing in Texas and slept in a tent and got sick, like, from allergies or pollen or something. And so, but I'm like, dude, we can go there and find somebody's RV to crash in.
Yeah,
We can get somebody to take care of us.
I gotta talk to Mike. He was saying it was going to be really crowded there, so you have to find friends.
It is. Well, that's what I'm saying. We can make friends. We can get somebody to hook us up.
I've been going there for four years. I just have to contact the owner, and she'll find somewhere for me.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so get your ass on the plane. I'll come pick you up, like, today or tomorrow. Let's do it.
All right, well, it's either...
Isaac's over there in the background somewhere, hiding.
I'm looking at either tonight or it's happening.
No, he's gone. He dropped his call. He texted me and told me to drop his call. I told him to call back, but I don't know if it'll let him or not.
Oh, okay. It won't let him call back. He can't call back now. He's screwed.
Yeah.
Aw.
Damn it.
Scheduled
time. Uh-oh.
That sucks.
But I can't wait to meet you, Cynthia. I'd love to meet you in person. That would be awesome. And you're really pretty. I saw your YouTube video driving or something. I was like, oh, my goodness, she's so pretty.
She thought you looked like Paris Hilton. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Paris is pretty. Yeah. Well, the young hair.
A lot of people tell me, like, a blonde Jennifer Aniston, or, like, that one girl.
Or even Sandra Bullock. Yeah, or Paris, her sister, Nikki Hilton. I met her once. She was really pretty. So if she were blonde, she's brunette, but if she were blonde, she'd probably look like sisters.
Well, she's been brunette before, too. Cynthia, your shit as a brunette weirds me out just because I'm not used to it. And I'm like, that doesn't even look like you. What? I'm a shitty blonde. I'm not good blonde. So.
I miss my beard.
Your blue hair. I like having crazy hair.
Walmart blue hair.
Oh, my God.
A lot to take care of, but it was so awesome. It just freaked me out, you know. I'd be like walking past the mirror, and I'm like, "Oh, she's me, sorry." You know, because you get that color and a big thing of color, and you're like, "What is that?" And you're like, "Oh shit, my fucking hair." Yeah, but all right. Well, I wish he would have been able to stay on a little bit longer and talk about himself.
I know. We miss you, Isaac.
Yeah, we do. We look forward to getting you on again soon. Hopefully you can call in when we do the recap of
yeah.
the pop in.
And I have to tune into your show, Cynthia. I'm going to tune into your show more now. So I will be tuning in.
The last time we were recorded because I've been on tour, but most of them are
okay.
going to be live. So
oh, cool,
definitely.
Cool.
Look forward to that.
All right. I'm bookmarking it. There we go.
You're going to follow me? You'll be my first follower that's not myself if you follow me on the blog.
Oh, yeah, I got to follow you still, too. I think I'm maybe logged in on Blog Talk Radio. I'll have to follow you, too. It's hard to get followers on Blog Talk Radio, man.
Yeah. I know.
They don't come along very often.
They do a big drive of it, like 1 week.
They have, like,
a big post like go follow me now, like 1 week where it's just a massive promo blitz of like follow me like on, you know, on Naked Girls Radio or on Twitter or something, just like do it. And then if I get this many, you know, Blog Talk Radio followers, then I'll give you all a free picture or something. Like clothes.
Right.
Well,
I do that anyway,
but
I get paid for posting pictures, but
yeah
they're all free, but I get paid
just for more followers. Yeah. But just for more followers or whatever, just like what, like a big promo.
I have videos.
Like one.
I have masturbation videos.
Ooh.
I could give away.
All right.
I might get some followers.
Yeah. Or just say that it's very special. Don't be too explicit about that prize on and Blog Talk in the same sentence. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, right.
When you do the but you could still send them whatever you'd like. It's just the beauty of the body. Like,
right. No explicit. It's explicit, but non-explicit. Explicit.
Like, sexy. Sexy with three X's in it. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, it was nice meeting you. Hopefully, you do make it up to me. We'll figure something out, even if we do have to stay in a fucking tent. I got a blow up mattress that blows itself up. And I'm supposed to have an RV.
Okay.
But I've walked on Facebook. I don't know if I do or not. And I don't, like, I don't know how many people he's going to let sleep in it. He said he had somebody else coming. And I tried to get my photographer to come because my photographer wants to, like, he's so good. But he can't take off work and pay for all this because he's had, like, a lot of medical stuff and, like just getting old crap, you know. And so he's like, well, I can't pay for the housing and gas and food and all that shit if I'm fucking taking off of work. So, but I'm just watching on Facebook, and I just had a friend up with him, and then he said, okay, I'll call her, and then blocked my friend. I don't even know what's up now. I'm like, I'm going to have to track this dude down and be like, are you still going? Or is that a Ryan to replace this day? You know, like,
yeah.
I'm sure you'll find something. I'll tie a damn tree and sleep underneath it if I have. There you go. All right, well, I'm gonna add you and follow you on everything that I have, like this afternoon. So, yeah, all right, I'll follow you back,
but
I can't do anything on Facebook until I get unblocked because I did a live on stage.
We're having the Facebook block party. Facebook block party.
Woo. Oh,
yes. Oh.
Chris Meggs blocked on Facebook right now, too.
I was really?
The one that I'm talking about that's blocked on Facebook. Funny you brought up his name.
I just posted a couple psychobabbles that I'm afraid I'm going to get blocked for, too. Like the Exotica stuff.
From YouTube. I've never been blocked from Facebook yet, but I have been from YouTube. Although they still have some of my videos they still play. I don't really understand. Yeah, or I'll be like, I'll look at the old posts, and some of them I can click, and it still has YouTube logo on it, and it'll play. But my actual channel,
it will say
you can do it. But it still shows them, and they're not. I don't try to be, like, X-rated.
Because they're trying to make money off of you.
Yeah.
But dude, I've seen people having
they're
sex butthead. On YouTube. It's like a YouTube Red or something. How
I
do
know.
You get to that?
They're very arbitrary with
yeah.
it. And sometimes it's just if you just have any haters in the world that just don't like you. And three of them all
oh, that's
the,
me.
Like, at the same time go, bloop. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how? Okay, I've never posted anything questionable anymore, you know? And
well, because it's
like
they can take
a picture of me.
Yeah,
but
they can
I'm
be
like
community.
Who is the fucking lowlife on the 4th of July that was like hounding my shit for getting me copyright? Like, I was in booty shorts.
An asshole. And I always put it, or not always, but once they started saying put in, like if there's music, put in who the artist is. So I did all the credits of all this different stuff, but it's like.
I just posted that I didn't own the copyright to the music. Because they said as long as the music wasn't the main focal point, then I was fine. And so I published it anyway, and then fucking woke up and I was blocked while I was on tour. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, it depends on the music.
There's all these special nuances to it, and like you gotta, yeah. I don't know.
You can grab a guitar and plagiarize the shit out of something all day long.
Oh hell yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah. Because
if I had a guitar instead of my luscious bottom, like we'd have been straight.
Right.
Still be on.
Yeah, it's all under the community standards thing, but yet half of the trailers I see for regular movies are like, really? It's a lot more explicit than some of the stuff I had on my channel. But yeah, their idea of community standards apparently extends to the entire world. So if like religious countries don't like it, then then that's fine. Then they can like all block you at once. Like it's just weird. There's some countries I was just blocked in, which is fine. You know, but then they just went, no, your whole channel's done.
I think we're getting close to our time because it's 6:45. So if you want to follow Sleeze has his Facebook and he's doing giveaways at every 1,000 followers. He just hit 8,000. So definitely look up Sleeze on Facebook and push that for him. Mine's Cynthia Taver. Or Taser Time Radio, Nurse Filomena, Psychobabble TV, and what was your...
Okay.
Yeah, where are you at, Sandra?
Me?
Yeah.
Tell them where to find you.
LivingGrind.com
and on Twitter as I'm Sandra London. I am Sandra London. There you go. And Playtime with Sandra Radio. So, yeah. All right, I'm going to make a post on my site, and I'm going to put... both of your information on there with those links.
Thank you.
Yes, today. It will be up today. I just got to go to the store.
Okay.
And I'll set up.
Well,
all right. I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Me too. All right. Have a good night. Thanks.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.